Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. How are you doing, Charlotte?
Good morning. I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. This has to be one of the greatest shows that's ever been created that's connected to wrestling. WWE's Most Wanted Treasures. Where did this idea come from?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
I'm
assuming it was a... I'm not sure, actually.
with the way that you guys travel the world anyway, I'm shocked that there aren't tons of things out there that have been left behind, and someone has picked it up and said, my God, this is mine now.
I'm sure there is. I mean, it happens to all of us. I just think, you know, right now, the Legends memorabilia, obviously, is probably... what's I'm trying to think of the word, much more valuable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the time. Yeah. But to have a show just goes to show how important these larger than life characters that came out with these, like my dad's robe that we're looking for, mean that much to people. It's crazy.
Now, are there hoarders out there in the way that they go, well, I know where it is because I saw somebody with it, but I'm not going to tell you where it is. I mean, this can't be an easy journey for you, Charlotte.
No, so there is, I think, a circle of people who do collect this specific memorabilia. And I think they do, like, hey, I really want, you know, these boots for this title or poster or whatever it may be. I did learn a lot about that and how that works. And they are aware, or they're always searching for things that have, you know, gone lost.
Yeah, because especially for your father, those the iconic pictures and things like that of him in that robe. I mean, it's like that was a major part of his story. I mean, you build a relationship up with what you're wearing inside that ring.
Yeah, and none of my dad ever talked about missing it as a kid. It was just my dad had a lot of pieces, you know, go missing over the years. So I never really heard him dwell on things going missing, but now, you know, I'm sure he loves the fact, or I know he does, that it means this much for people to want to dedicate a show to find it.
I'll tell you, one of the greatest things about going into the town of Monroe, North Carolina, is that they still have that gigantic billboard up of celebrating your father. I just think that is the greatest thing in the world.
They do?
Yes, they sure do, right there on Highway 74.
I haven't been to Monroe in a long time.
Now, what have you left behind along your journey that you're going, oh man, I'd like to get that back, but where is it?
So the Divas Championship, I actually had the actual one. And when I moved 2.5 years ago from Charlotte back to Florida, it went missing. So I was super bummed. I was like, that's meant the most to me over the years. So whoever has my Divas Championship, please give it back.
Now, what's it like for you to be out on the road again in the way that the audiences, there more people can come in and watch it and all that kind of stuff? Because when you did it in empty auditoriums and stuff like that, I mean, the energy of the people, that's a major part of the process.
It is a major part. And, you know, do I ever want to go back to a time where there's no fans? No. But as a performer, I did take the opportunities to learn a lot, but, you know, the fans are the most important part of what we do. So to be back in front of them just feels right.
Now, something else that feels right is the way that women's professional wrestling is no longer the sideshow or the opening act, that you guys are a physical part of the growing story.
Yes, 100%. I don't think anyone really, you know, has to say, oh, that, or no one says anymore, oh, that was a great women's match. No, just a great match.
Yep, yep.
Like, we are equals all around.
What is it that you're feeling in your generation of professional wrestling that has always been there to connect all the generations together? Even when the Crocketts had their studio and stuff like that, and your dad was wrestling on TV, there was still, it brought people together.
You mean my generation of women's wrestling?
Yeah. What? Because, I mean, in other words, every generation is talking about you, Charlotte. It's not like the younger generation is going, hey, you know, that's Charlotte. No, even my grandfather would be talking about you, about how you're wrestling, and it's just part of that story.
I don't know. I really just think it's the women right now have... like I said, just put so much time and effort into the style, the characters, taking pieces from the past, growing with the future, and just laying it all out there and having the mindset that, you know, because they're female, that it's any less. Yeah. They're storytellers, and that's what we do.
Yep.
And I think that's why everyone's talking about it, is because you really, there is no difference. Man or woman, anyone can be the main event. And if they are the main event, no one's going, oh my gosh, women are the main event. Yeah. It's a normal, we've normalized it.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait till you guys come pulling back into Charlotte again, because we've always loved you guys here and we've always respected you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. And congratulations on this show.
Appreciate it.
You bet. You be brilliant today, okay, Charlotte?
Yes, sir. Thank you.